fiercely family friendly. Dr. Laura, today, noon to 3.
KFI.
It's 7:54 now, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Bill Handel here on a Friday morning, June 29th, and as usual, it is time for our Leo Laporte segment every Friday, brought to you by LegacyDigitalProductions.com, because your memories are priceless. Leo.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Well, the hype for that iPhone has just exploded.
It's out of control.
I mean, it is, you know... Let me tell you, how much of this was planned, how much of this is organic, and how much of this just pure luck?
Apple doesn't usually pre-announce products. They have to for a phone because they'll give it to the FCC, and the FCC will announce it. So part of this is the fact that Apple announced this 6 months ago, and the real Apple fanatics have been waiting, and they're, you know, they're just out of breath waiting. The other part of it is it really is, or it looks to be, revolutionary. And so there's some legitimate interest in this as well.
I know, and people, I mean, I'm looking at news, the major news stations are covering the first phones being sold.
It's like Christmas Day. Or if you're a Verizon and Sprint, it might like be like D-Day. I mean, if this phone is as good as some think, this could be very bad for everybody who doesn't have it, which is everybody but AT&T.
Now, I'm obviously we're getting the sour grapes from those people who don't have the phone or don't want the phone, or the people who are in other phones saying, for example, that glass... the glass screen, the second you drop it, smash, it's gone.
That's possible. It's tempered glass. Again, there's a lot of speculation because only a few privileged press have actually had the phone.
And you're not one of them?
Not one of them. Most people aren't. It's Newsweek, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. It's people like that.
And what have the reviews been?
They've been mostly positive. People point out the obvious negatives. One is it is running on a slower high-speed network, AT&T's Edge network, which is not the fastest in the world. It does use Wi-Fi, so if you're near a Wi-Fi access point, it'll be just as fast as your computer. They also point out there are a few things missing, like GPS, voice command.
Yeah, but that's easy. That's next year's version,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. In fact, that's my advice to people who aren't like super early adopters. If you don't have to have the glory of having one in the office on Monday, I would wait for Generation 2. It'll be better.
Well, let me ask you, is something like GPS, is that simply upgradable with a software fix, or that has to be hardware?
That's hardware. You won't see that. There are other things missing that have to be done in hardware. There's no memory slot, so you can't add memory. A big one is you can't change the battery yourself. It's like an iPod in that respect. And people aren't used to that on their phones. They want to have a second battery, because what if they watch a movie on the plane the whole way and now the phone's dead? So there's some legitimate gripes about it.
Yeah, well, let me ask you, you would think that would be a no-brainer, right? Why would Apple not have included that if it's all going to be used for movie watching?
Steve Jobs is a design Nazi. He wants it to be just the way he wants it, and I think he doesn't like the idea of a battery case breaking the smooth line of the phone. He, you know, for his flaws, he has a great eye for consumer products. This is going to be a really revolutionary phone. I want one. I'll be waiting in line to get one. But I'm not sure that everybody should do the same. It's very expensive. It's $500 for the low end model, $600 for the high end.
And AT&T is certainly not subsidizing it, right?
Well, that's what's odd. Usually a phone company will give you a break on it, but no, that's the break. You have to sign up for 2 years with AT&T. Some people don't want to do that. So there's some, you know, this is not for everybody, but there are already lines forming. Mostly the lines are composed of a publicity house,
geeks.
Frankly.
Yeah, geeks.
Not even geeks. Most geeks are smart enough not even to wait in line.
Let me ask you a quick question, a couple questions about it. Number one, will it open it up to other other phone companies in the future?
According to USA Today, AT&T has a 5-year deal. I've heard as many as 10 years. This is an AT&T phone for the foreseeable future.
Wow. Why would he do that?
You know, that's unusual to see that happen. I don't know. Maybe AT&T gave him a lot of money. I suspect that no matter what happens, Apple will have a big payday today. By the way, you know, Steve Jobs gave every Apple employee one. $12 million worth of phones.
Wow. So that's probably, the first half hour of Ratatouille when it opens up.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what he made
hurting.
On that.
He's not hurting.
Yeah. All right. By the way, I'm here. CNN is doing this. People camped out for a week. I'm watching the geeks.
Everywhere. It's a big
that's
story.
That's not geeks. I'm looking at people. This is geek
Those are
heaven.
Geeks. You know, but I have to say, it's even most geeks are smart enough to know that it will be possible to get this phone in a couple of days if you don't have to have it tonight.
Right. And, why are they camped out for a week?
They're
crazy.
Hounds. They are people who want to get on CNN, and CNN's playing right up to them.
You know what? Kill your mother.
Well, that's another way to do it.
All right? It's far easier.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure
Mother's
I'd advocate
Day.
That. But
hi, Bill. Good
hi.
Morning.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe I would.
See you later,
Second
Leo.
Thought. Thanks,
we'll
Bill.
See you tomorrow,
we'll talk,
okay?
I'll have a phone. I'll talk about it tomorrow.
Great. All right. Tomorrow, 11 o'clock, right after Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte. Thanks to LegacyDigitalProductions.com. Call 1-866-LEGACY. Coming up.
It's fun. It's nice.
It's nice. It's very nice. Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action right here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.